Babe. Baby. Wake up. It's okay. It's me. You were having another nightmare. I could hear you murmuring in your sleep. You sounded pretty distressed. No, it's okay, babe. I know you've been having trouble sleeping. Don't worry about me. I can usually fall asleep again pretty easily. Especially when I'm in such good company in bed. I know it's not quite as easy for you. What time is it? You don't want to know. Yeah, it's that late. And we both have things to do in the morning. Lots of tedious little things that require us both to be at our best, which means being properly awake and alert. But that's not going to happen without a good night's sleep. Come on, baby, relax. You're so tense. Here, come closer. Let me wrap my arms around you nice and tight. Why? To make sure no more bad dreams can get through to you, silly. Now come on. There we go. Isn't that better? Do you remember what you were dreaming about? Do you want to tell me about it? What else do you remember? Can't say I envy you. I can barely ever recall my dreams. Maybe that's not such a bad thing after all. I used to get some bad dreams when I was a kid. Like the kind where you're lost in a shopping mall and you can't find your parents. And then when you finally do, they always seem to be just out of reach when you try to catch up with them. Or you'll be walking down a corridor that just seems to stretch on forever. And you really need to get to the end of it, but you don't know why. And then you wake up feeling anxious as hell. All because of a stupid dream you had. Yours sound way worse, though. I wish I could help you get rid of them. What do you think they mean? I mean, I know dreams aren't really logical, but our minds usually make them up out of something real that we've experienced, right? So what do you think it is? What's keeping my precious baby up at night? No, I just want to know so I can, you know, go after it in the morning. Chase it down and, I don't know, put it in an airlock and make it apologize to you. Yes, I'm serious. I said I'd protect you, didn't I? I'm like that guy from Taken. I have a certain set of skills. In all seriousness, though, you really do need to get some sleep. I can see how tired you look every morning. Let me help. Here. Let me move over so you can rest your head on my chest. No arguing. I know you like to be all strong and independent, but it's okay to be vulnerable sometimes and let others take care of you. Well, I like taking care of you. So there. Now, stop being stubborn and lay your head on my chest. There. Doesn't that feel nice? Relax. Let me run my fingers through your hair while I talk you to sleep. I love how soft it feels. And that little reaction I get from you whenever I run my fingers through it. The way you turn into a purring little kitten when I do this. I know, I know. I can't help myself. I just love touching your face. And other places. Okay, I'll stop. Now's not the time to get frisky. Anyway, do you remember when we first talked about moving in with each other? Well, when you asked me to move in with you. And I was just so nervous. I think I still have butterflies in my stomach from that moment. So if you hear any strange sounds, that's probably it. Yes, I know I'm being silly, but hey, if it takes your mind off things, I count that as a success. Let's try something else, shall we? You ready? Okay. Now close your eyes. Take a deep breath. In. And out. And again. Breathe in. Breathe out. One last time, in and out. Doesn't that feel better? One last thing. I don't mean to frighten you more, but I can't guarantee that you won't have another bad dream, but I want you to remember that it's just a dream. It can't hurt you. And I'll be right here when you wake up. I promise. Good night, my love.